Welcome to Gospel Truth with Andrew Womack, a teaching ministry emphasizing God's unconditional love and grace. This special live teaching focusing on living in perilous times was recorded at our 2008 Southern California Gospel Truth Seminar and is being broadcast exclusively for our radio listeners. And now, here's Andrew.
He says, we speak wisdom, but not, it's not the wisdom of this world. But in verse 7, we speak the wisdom of God in a mystery, even the hidden wisdom, which God ordained before the world unto our glory. And over in Galatians chapter 1 and chapter 2, Paul talked about this, that once he got converted, he didn't go up to Jerusalem and talk to the apostles before him. He didn't learn the message that he had from men, but he went into the desert for 3.5 years. And he got his message directly from God, and God revealed unto him the mystery. He uses this term over and over, talking about the mystery. Ephesians chapter 2 and 3 talks about the mystery and stuff. Where did he get this mystery from? Going back to 1 Corinthians chapter 14, look at this verse. 1 Corinthians chapter 14 and verse 2, it says, he that speaketh in an unknown tongue speaketh not unto man, but unto God, for no man understandeth him. Howbeit in the Spirit he speaks mysteries. You know where he got this mystery from? You know how he got it? When he was speaking in tongues, he was speaking out this wisdom of God. When you speak in tongues, a lot of people think that the purpose of speaking in tongues is to give you a little feeling, a goosebump, to give you a confirmation that the Holy Spirit did come into your life, or you do it as a little emotional release. And that's what the vast majority of Christians think speaking in tongues is for. It's just a way of kind of venting some of your emotion or something like that. Speaking in tongues is powerful. When you speak in tongues in the Spirit, you are speaking mysteries. The hidden wisdom of God is what it says in 1 Corinthians chapter 2. Look down here in 1 Corinthians chapter 14. And in verse 13 it says, verse 14. It says, but if I pray in an unknown tongue, my spirit prays, but my understanding is unfruitful. You know, I could spend an hour or more teaching on this. I've got a book entitled Spirit, Soul, and Body, and I hadn't got time to do it. But let me just bring out one point here, that in your born-again spirit, you have been renewed in knowledge after the image of Him that created you. That's Colossians chapter 3, verse 10. In the Spirit, you have been renewed in knowledge. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 16. We were just in that chapter, but it says, we have the mind of Christ. 1 John chapter 2, verse 20 says, you have an unction from the Holy One and you know all things. You know, most people just skip over that because they think, well, I don't know all things. My last test proves that. Some of you couldn't find your car keys this morning. And yet the Bible says you know all things. You're renewed in knowledge after the image of Him that created you. You have the mind of Christ. What do these things mean? That's not talking about your little peanut brain. Your mind doesn't know all things, and we can prove that. Come to school, and we'll give you a test and show that you don't know all things. You don't have perfect remembrance. But you know what? In your born-again spirit, you have the mind of Christ. You know all things. Every situation that you face, every problem that could ever come your way, your born-again spirit knows the answer. It has the mind of Christ. Do you think Jesus would know how to respond to your situation? Do you think Jesus would be at a loss if He was in your situation? I guarantee you, Jesus could handle anything, and you have Jesus living on the inside of you. You have the mind of Christ and the Holy Spirit to draw that out of you. When you speak in tongues, you are speaking forth this perfect wisdom of God, this perfect mind of Christ. And so, 1 Corinthians 14, 13 says, wherefore, let him that speaketh in an unknown tongue pray that he may interpret. Now, I'll grant you this, that this is speaking about how the gifts of the Holy Spirit operate in a church assembly. When we come together, everybody is not supposed to just stand up and go to speaking in tongues and a whole service be occupied by people speaking in tongues. If you speak in tongues, it needs to be two or at the most three people, and there needs to be an interpreter. And so that's what he's talking about. And if you speak in tongues, pray that you interpret. He's talking about in a church service. But in this same passage, Paul also said that he spoke in tongues more than them all. And yet in the church, he'd rather say 5 words with his understanding than 10,000 words in an unknown tongue. So the things that Paul is saying in this chapter aren't limited to the church assembly, because he says, I speak in tongues more than y'all. But it wasn't in church. He spoke in tongues outside of church. He spoke in tongues in his private time. So my point is that this same principle about speaking in tongues and praying that you interpret isn't limited to just a church service. You can do the same thing on your own. When you are in a bind, you can pray in tongues. And when you do, you're praying the hidden wisdom of God out of your mouth. And all you got to do is say, Father, help me to interpret this. And God will supernaturally start giving you revelation and interpretation of what the mind of Christ, the part of you that has been renewed in knowledge, the part of you that has a special anointing from God and knows all things, you can interpret that and draw that wisdom out to your physical mind and apply it to your situation. Man, that's just some kind of awesome. You know, I could give you 1,000 examples of this. I do this a lot. This is how God is explained. There's passages of Scripture that it just looks to me like they do not fit with anything else, and I'll take them and I'll go to praying over them in tongues. Now, I study the Word. I'm not saying that I just sit there and pray in tongues and take the first thing that comes to my mind. I study the Word. But then after I've got all of this stuff, I pray in tongues and let the Holy Spirit rearrange it and explain things to me. But there was an instance when we were building our building. We moved from a 14,600 square foot building into a 110,000 square foot building. And it had to be finished out. And it was going to cost us $3.2 million. At the rate that we had saved money, I thought it was $30,000 we had at that time. Jamie said it was more. But anyway, over 10 years, we'd saved $30,000 or $50,000, whatever it was. I mean, that's how slow we were building up our reserves. And here I had to come up with $3.2 million. If it had taken us 10 years to get $30,000, then for come up with $3.2 million would have been over 100 years at the rate we were going. So I was trying to get a loan. The guy promised me we'd have a loan within the next week. That went on for 9 months. And after 9 months, he was still putting us off. Our Bible college was cramped, and we just had to have this facility, and I couldn't get this construction loan going and nothing worked. And so finally, I took these exact things we were talking about and I said, Father, I know I have the mind of Christ. I know that I have an unction from you and I know all things. There is an answer to this problem. And I got home and I started praying in tongues and asked God to interpret. And I got this trail that I walk, and before I got a quarter of a mile on the trail, 2 or 3 minutes, I don't know, into my praying in tongues and asking God to interpret, God brought back to my remembrance a prophecy that I'd had over a year before, where a man stood up and he says about all of this building thing. He says, you aren't going to have any problem. Money's not going to be a problem. You've got your own bank. And when he said that, I remember thinking, boy, what bank is this? And he says, it's your partner's. And I hadn't put these things together, but I had asked our partners and told them about what we were doing, but the money didn't come in. So I was pursuing this construction loan. And all of a sudden, as I was praying in tongues, the Lord reminded me, and he says, you need to just trust me and just share with your partners and they'll supply this $3.2 million. Now, again, at the rate that we had received money, and plus we had the biggest expansion we had ever had. We had added new television stations. So we were already under the gun because we had increased our monthly requirements a lot. And for us to come up with $3.2 million could have taken me 100 years. But I prayed over this, and the Lord spoke to me that that was what he wanted me to do. You know how all that happened? Through praying in tongues. It was an interpretation. God just showed me this, and instantly in my heart, I knew that that's what the deal was. That's why the loans hadn't worked out. God wanted me to pay cash for this through our partners. And you know what? I wasn't going to just try it. I sat down and talked to David, and I said, David, if we decide to do this, I'm not going to go plan B. If they come at me the next week and offer me the $3.5 million we've been trying to get, I won't take it. If I do this, we're committing to it, live or die, sink or swim. And we prayed about it. I committed to doing it. And did you know it was only, what, a few days, less than a week, somebody came back and offered us $4 million. Says, we got it. And I said, no, I wouldn't take it. And you know what? We just presented it to our partners. And in 14 months from that day, we had that building finished. We moved in with all of that debt free. It was one of the greatest miracles that I'd ever seen happen in my life. And you know how it happened? Through praying in tongues and asking God for an interpretation. And God spoke to me. I can't tell you the hundreds, thousands of times that I've come up against something that I didn't know how to deal with it. And the Bible says that when you pray in tongues, you are praying the hidden wisdom of God. You are speaking to God in a mystery. And if you pray in tongues, pray that you interpret. And so I just interpret. And all of a sudden, I start having creative ideas. God starts speaking things to me. And it's amazing to me, amazing, how many Spirit-filled Christians who have the ability to speak in tongues come up against problems and they just sit there and they may pray and they may go to somebody else and ask for wisdom and they may want a prayer chain to pray for them, but they don't ever pray in tongues and let the Holy Spirit give them this wisdom. It just defies logic. I would believe that it has to be because people have not connected these dots and put these things together. But when you are praying in tongues, you are praying the hidden wisdom of God. The Holy Spirit is speaking mysteries through you, and all you got to do is have your understanding become fruitful. And there's different ways. When you're in a church service, if you pray in tongues, then you ought to stop and interpret in English so that other people can benefit. But you know what? If you're praying by yourself, if you're walking down a trail, the way I pray in tongues and get an interpretation, I don't ever stop praying in tongues and give an interpretation in English. I just let my understanding become fruitful.
That's all the time we have for today. But be sure and tune in again as Andrew continues to teach on how to live through perilous times. This teaching series was recorded at our 2008 Southern California Gospel Truth Seminar. It's available in a 5-part album on CD or DVD for a gift of any amount. Ask for series RM232 when you make a donation to Andrew Womack Ministries. Be sure to specify CD or DVD. The fourth CD in this album is also available for a donation of any amount. However, for those who were not able to give, Andrew and his partners will provide this single teaching free of charge. All you need to do is request the fourth teaching when you write or call, and we'll be pleased to send it to you. Our address is P.O. Box 3333, Colorado Springs 80934, or call 719-635-1111. Again, that's 719-635-1111, or go to our website at any hour at www.awmi.net. We hope to hear from you today.
I'd like to thank all of you who are partners with this ministry. You know, we are sharing things that are changing people's lives. We are having a huge response. We have over 35,000 contacts per month, and that's not including our website, which averages over 15,000 contacts per day. We're reaching a lot of people. People's lives are being changed. And I couldn't do that if it wasn't for those of you who are partners with us. So I want to thank you. And I just want to mention to the rest of you, if you are being blessed, if you recognize the potential blessing that this could be to other people, would you help us to reach out with the gospel? We need to increase our outreach. We've got opportunities, more opportunities, and we've got finances. So pray about it and then become a partner with us today.